What's up, everybody? Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Hello, darling.
Hi.
How's everybody out there today? How you like our new stuff? Is it cool or what, huh? I love it. Hold on, I love what the...
I don't like being so high-tech.
Ah, how's that? Better? I can hear myself now. Well, today is Monday, January 8th.
Yes, it is.
2018. So, what's going on, man? What's going on, Morgan?
Nothing.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It's the same thing. You always want to know what I do. You know exactly what I do every single freaking week.
I want to know. I need to know what you do.
I do it more than you.
Well, you know what?
I do.
I have full confidence she does.
Well, here we are. Johnny Rizzo.
I'm thawing out.
Mama Dukes. Rod Majuka.
Mujica.
Thank you. And Randy the Wrench is in the studio. So welcome, everybody. And here we are. It's a fucking shitty, icy Monday night here in New York.
No, it's summer right now because it was 32 degrees all day. And the whole entire weekend, it was single digits and minus whatever degrees wind chill.
Oh.
So
it was a lot better, you know?
Yeah, today was nice.
So, you know what? We don't have much of a motorcycle talk because on our neck of the woods, it's pretty nasty out. We just had, what, 11 inches of snow?
12. Over
the
week,
12?
I had a foot.
Yeah, I had a measure.
I had a foot long. Yeah.
Oh, and she liked it.
No, but I bet you didn't do what I did over the weekend.
What'd you do?
I did Naked Snow Angels.
Did you?
Yes, I actually
That was
did.
You?
That was me. I did it in my backyard. You weren't there. Stop fantasizing.
If I did a snow angel, I'd still be laying there. Oh, man.
Listen, you got to have fun instead of complaining about it. It made everything look pretty. It hid all the crap in my yard, so when it thawed out, I won't see anything. But it was fun. I had a fun. It was a fun week. It was too cold for me, but it was fun.
Yeah,
I'm glad
I still
you
had fun. Yeah.
So, anybody? Anyway, hold on. Let me get rid of something over here because it's bothering me.
Oh,
saying goodbye. And there you go. Anybody wants to give us a shout? Give us a call 877-917-5263. The number is down on the screen. Look down to your left. Look right down there. You see it? Okay, I'm dancing on it. All right? Give us a shout, man. We're just hanging out, man. It is Monday night. It is cold here in New York.
Uh-huh.
And, it's not cold.
Well, it's not cold now. It was cold.
Yeah, it's definitely a long
something
weekend.
Just fizzled in my
ear. It was me. I had to plug in.
Yeah.
So,
Are we live on YouTube, by the way?
We're live everywhere, man.
We are? Are we? Let me refresh. Oh, we are live.
We're
now.
Live on YouTube.
We're getting good at this.
Yes.
I mean, you're getting good at this.
I am not. You know, anything going on in the motorcycle world today?
Mm-mm.
Nothing going on, right? Not this side
no,
of
things
here.
Are kind of quiet. I mean, there are events and stuff going on, I'm sure, in California and all the warmer states and everything.
Yeah, well, you know what? We got people.
And Bina driving his sidecar in South Carolina. That's always fun to watch.
Really?
In the snow.
In the snow. Yeah, and then he was snowboarding off of a pickup truck, you know.
Wow.
So he's keeping himself active.
All right.
I actually saw that over by the Massapequa Mall the other night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They got a pickup truck, and this guy has a snowboard.
What?
And he's talking to
the thing.
And this guy's wailing. It's not like he's
a drunk.
He's wailing.
Oh, yeah. Snowboard,
it's
finally, he's pulling around, wipes out.
That's right. You're doing it safe and in a parking lot. That's fine.
You know, it's hysterical. Like, just a little bit towards the left of where they were actually, you know, doing that, there were three cops just sitting there, standing outside watching them.
What are they going to do?
No, they're not going to do it.
It's snowmobile season now. Yeah, it's like, you know.
And it's apparently dog sledding season in the village of Northport.
There's
a guy that hooked up.
That was great.
He hooked up his huskies.
Yep.
Nice. To a sled. Lockfield Road.
Really?
It's a major thoroughfare for those of you who are not familiar with the Long Island area. And he was training his dogs, which he does. Anyway, he does it on the beach because apparently he does the Iditarod or whatever in Alaska. So he only used two of his four dogs. And, yeah, it was great.
If I had those dogs, I'd do it. Why not?
Actually, if you watch, those dogs are pretty well trained. You couldn't understand what he was saying, but he had certain things he'd say. And those dogs would go left, go right, move on with that. I mean, those dogs are trained quite a lot.
He trains them to, if you're not familiar with the Iditarod, that's what they do. It's a dog sledding race.
Right.
So they do that in Alaska, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. But you got to make the best of it.
Yeah,
so.
I did run.
Totally brutal. So this was perfect for them.
Oh, yeah. He was having a great time. But it was just amazing. Those two dogs would start to spread apart. He would say something, and one of them would move over.
Why would I do that, Bill Lamb? Bill Lamb is saying you start talking about calcium and salt. It better. What is this? What did he say? It better be about me.
What?
Oh, it better be about margaritas.
Oh, it's margarita time.
That's my name in the Spanish, Bill. What can I tell you?
Oh, my God. So
yeah, it'd be good to start drinking right now.
Yeah, right. That could definitely.
What do you mean start? I haven't stopped.
Oh, jeez.
The only thing that's keeping my insides warm. That's it. Don't go there. I know what you're thinking.
Oh, my God.
Actually, if you just lean back, you can just hand me the bottle of Jack's right there.
Yeah, I would, but I don't want to get a DUI on the way home. Our roads are freezing up as we speak. So tonight's ride home is going to be a little treacherous.
It is going to be a little.
I've
got to
tell you something. My pickup truck is absolutely useless in this road.
Yeah?
You don't have.
It's too light. It's just all over the place.
Really?
Yeah. What do you have, like an S10 pickup or something?
No, it's a little Ford.
Oh.
Oh, well.
No explanation necessary.
It's a good little truck. It's a great little truck. It doesn't do well in the snow.
Mm-mm.
It's got bed, it's got road tires on it. It doesn't have snow tires.
I wanted the bigger version of the Ford pickup truck. I'm starting to think I need one for these neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, sometimes you do. I mean, out here, my truck does great in the snow. I have no problems with it.
Right.
Four-wheel drive, but, you try to spin out with it, I can't. So
give it to me for an hour.
Yeah.
If I could get a garbage truck to do donuts.
My other truck has got the all-wheel drive on it, and it's heavier. It's got the V8 and everything else in it. That thing is a tank in the snow. It's great.
Wow.
It needs a lot of extra weight, about $800 worth of tires.
Nice.
Yeah, I got some really good ball tires on the front of my car right now.
Right. So that intro video you did, that was Johnny Lang.
That was Johnny Lang, Strip Club Choppers.
And he has his tour schedule up now as we speak. If you go to stripclubchoppers.com,
yep.
So where Johnny Lang and Strip Club Choppers is going to be. And one of the first places, he's going to be at Daytona, right?
Yep.
For Bike Week in March.
Yep.
And he does have vendor space available. So if anybody is interested, go to stripclubchoppers.com. But there was also a post that Johnny made on our Facebook page with information for calling Johnny Lang directly to book your vendor spot. And that is a great spot. That is where we were last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the Ormond Beach property right across from the Iron Horse.
Yes.
So it's owned by the Boot Hill Saloon.
Boot Hill Saloon.
And that is a great vendor place.
So I already decided to think we're going to do Panama City this year.
And that's what are the dates?
I don't know.
Oh. Let me find out, folks.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Does he at least write it down?
No.
No.
Ask him to spell Panama.
P-A-N-A-M-A-N-A.
No.
Yes. Panama.
No, you spelled Panama na mana.
No, it is. P-A-N-N-A-M-A. There you go.
Banana?
Panama.
Panama.
Panama. I said that.
You added an extra M-A and
M-A. I think you added two ways.
Hey, I'm going to add my ass in the fucking sand when I get down there. That's what I'm going to add.
Making ass angels.
Oh, yeah, you want to.
No, you don't.
Jeez.
No, we're doing the spring. You said the spring one.
That's
we not
be...
all talk over each other. It's
the spring valley.
I can't even concentrate on what. Oh, okay. It doesn't even say it. It says Wednesday.
That's it. I'll be there Wednesday, 7:30.
No, I'm joking. It's May 2nd to May 6th.
Okay.
That's when it is. That's this Panama City, Panama, Florida beach bike motorcycle rally. The spring rally is May 2nd. To May 6th, and you can go to PCBRally.com for all the real good information.
And then I will be coming home from there for my 50th birthday party.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I am not going with you to Panama.
I am having a big party. Yes, I am.
Who's going to go?
Johnny?
Nobody you guys know.
Johnny and Dawn are probably
going to
go.
No, look, we have the white.
Yeah, what was that?
That was his wire.
Don't touch the wire. Don't touch anything. We're going to get shocked or electrocuted, and you don't have enough house insurance.
It will all look like skeleton over there.
Yeah, so I can't hire Motorcycle Mike Esquire to sue your homeowner's policy.
No.
If you electrocute me.
No. But we're all going to have Mr. Wayne Penix calling in.
Yes, he is.
He's got to talk about a couple of things. He's with Biker Trash Nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely an awesome group you got to check out, you know. So he'll be there, and he'll be here, actually, around 8:45, I believe he's calling in.
Yeah, he's watching. He's stalking our page right now.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Good. I like that.
Oh, there is the Thunder by the Bay.
That's the other one. When's that one?
That is February, because I know this, because I'll be there for that one. It's February 15th through the 18th, and that is in Sarasota, Florida. It's right in downtown Sarasota.
Awesome.
So it's going to be an awesome time because Twinkle and Roxo Radio are playing and a whole bunch of other bands are playing. So I'll be down there just to chill with my buds and cause some mayhem.
Yes.
There you go.
I'll just do some live video from there.
I mean, I don't know if I want to like take it as far as we did with Daytona.
Mm-mm. No, we're not setting up. I'm not setting up or anything.
No, I'm talking about the Panama City.
Right.
I mean, I want to be able to get out there too, you know?
That's what you do, though. You like going to that event because you've been there a few times.
Yeah.
So, and you always incorporate.
Panama City is one of my favorites.
Yeah, you incorporate your vacation time in that. So, you know, we all have day jobs, so we have to walk around those.
Yeah.
And do the events when we can.
I'm still shooting for the Sturges in August. I got to see how that works out for myself. You know what I mean? So, that is an expensive trip, man, especially for us living on the East Coast. And we're going to drive there, whatever we're going to do. It's going to cost some money.
Right.
And time off of work as well, so.
Well, I usually only have to pay airfare because I get around.
Wow. Did everybody hear that? She gets around.
That alone.
I have places to stay almost in every state in this country. If I want to go to Alaska right now where it's like 10 degrees warmer here, I could just hop on a plane and go visit my friend Steve and his two wives.
Right. Very nice.
So that would be good. Yeah.
Speaking about groups, I want everybody to check out Live to Ride, Ride to Live. That's a group that's coming up and going to be awesome. Okay, I got my admins. I got Denise. We have Kim. We have Faith.
And you have that guy.
Wait a minute. Okay, I have them in order.
I'm just doing it.
We have Rod. And wait, I got Jane's picture over here somewhere. Hold on. You know what? It actually got buried at the bottom because Jane sent me her picture late. So I have to come back with Jane's picture. I'll come back to that. But anyway, what was I say?
How do you like all this fancy schmancy stuff he's adding?
Yeah, you like all that stuff?
Now you get to see who we're actually talking about.
Plus we got It's a Two-Wheel Thing. Right. So join that group as well.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so we're having fun over here with all this stuff, man. You know,
yeah, we are.
The new technology that the Mayhem's bringing.
It's more more buttons to distract you.
Yes,
it's all
like
it is. That's
more.
All it is, folks. But thank God he has progressed in a year because he used to push those sound bites.
Oh, I still got them over here.
No!
Farting buttons, burping buttons, laughing buttons, stupid bombs
yeah.
blowing explosions. So he's matured.
Has
not really, but in a year, yeah. He's actually done really well. I'm very impressed with his internet technology. And I do apologize for me sounding like the nanny, but yeah, sorry.
Hey, you know what? No one can have a perfect voice like myself. All right? I mean,
oh, my
bad.
God, I want to get
so, anyway, we're coming up now to January and February and March.
Mm-hmm.
And March starts off Bike Week. So that's when all the excitement starts. So the next couple of weeks are going to be kind of I don't know. Quiet for us. Talking about everyday things. So don't come on here and if we're not talking about motorcycles, don't get upset because there's nothing on the neck of the woods going on.
I'm just
glad
it's getting above 30 degrees and I can go back out in the garage.
Yeah.
Because I got things I
got
to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't do anything when you bundled up.
Well, I would recommend installing heat in your garage. I know a couple people that do that.
Yeah, and I have some heat in there, but it's right. When you're talking about, 5 degrees. It's too much to overcome. It just really is, brutal. And it gets about 30 degrees, I can throw some heaters in there, and I can make it comfortable enough to work in, long sleeves.
Right.
Good.
Okay. So what projects do you have waiting to do?
I got Doc's project. I'll get Doc together again.
I thought he's in North Carolina.
No, not Doc.
Oh, not that Doc? Oh.
Doc right now, actually, he's in rehab. He just had a knee replacement a couple days ago.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you meant the other kind of rehab. I know a lot of people in the other kind of rehab right now.
Yeah, they're staying warm.
His bike is actually sitting in Johnny's trailer in my driveway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I have the Jacob going with it.
Okay, well, it's not like he can ride it right now, so.
Yeah, but I got a lot of work that's got to be done. I've got to work parts and blah, 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 blah.
Okay. It's been in a bit of a... So what does Doc ride, since we're talking about motorcycles?
It's a very rare bike, actually. It's an 06 soft tail Springer. And that model, they only made it 3 years, or 5 or 6 or 7, I think it was, and they only made 6,500. It's hard to get parts for it.
Right.
It's not many of them. They only made, when they only made total 6,500 of them, there's certain parts on those bikes you can't find.
Right.
We have a phone call, folks. Hello, you are on the air. The Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
How about the cold finger run Monday or Sunday?
John, we didn't get there yet.
Yeah? Oh, you said there's nothing going on in New York.
No, there is. We didn't get there yet. I have it all on my sheet. We just started the show.
It's only been 60 minutes, but he's...
I know, and we have the Long Island Abate meeting tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the apartment on Hawkins Avenue in Lake Grove or Ronkonkoma, whatever that town
Okay.
is. Yeah, so we have that. I'll be there for that. So that thing's been rescheduled two times. This is the last time.
There's nothing going on in New York.
Can you
turn your phone off?
Turn your phone off, John. So for all you folks that are in I might as well say it now since you started it. The Cold Finger annual New Year's Day ride, which was postponed twice due to the frigid weather,
is
going to be taking place this Sunday, January 14th. That's where it's going to take place. It's going to start, I think, registration. If you already haven't pre-registered yet, you can register the day of the event, and you will go to the Cradle of Aviation Museum in Garden City. It's right across from near the Coliseum, whatever. All the information is on
in back of the Coliseum.
Wherever it is. WBAB.com for all the correct information on where you can go. And you can go on Facebook and type in the Cold Finger Run, and you'll see the event page, and it'll have all the links where you can purchase tickets. And all the money raised goes every year to a charity for the kids with Camp Adventure, Kids More. And they raise money for that.
She's got something right there, John. She's doing something right for
it. It's all in my brain. I just printed the Full Throttle magazine, so it's all in my head. And then the Grill on the Ville is where they're ending and the after party is. And if for some reason Mother Nature hits us in the you-know-what, just go to the Grill on the Ville, and that's where the party will have.
Not by the weather reports. I don't know if you're watching the weather.
Well, I don't listen to the weather until I walk out the door because it's never right.
We're going to get Dustin today.
Okay, I'm not going to touch that. But anyway, the other thing you mentioned already, the meeting tomorrow night, then if you can make it,
Right, and me and Johnny are members, so we'll go.
I'm a member.
Randy is a member.
Randy, you should go. So go tomorrow night. We can.
Oh, tomorrow
night. Boys.
I might go just to bother you.
That's
great. I might go for the free food.
Yes, they do, but you have to be there at 6:30 for that.
Oh, okay.
6:30, 6:45. No food at 7:00.
Right. Shut it all down at 7:00. You can't go up for seconds and thirds and fourths and fifths.
Speaking about food, we'll get to that.
Just saying. And your buddy Red Wolf is watching us too, so you might as well say hello to Red Wolf.
Oh. I didn't see that, but I have a hey doing, Redwood.
He's there.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll call in too. He's dealing.
Yeah. He's got other issues. If you've been watching him,
right? We have.
I don't see him on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to him a couple of times. I don't see him. I don't see him up on my page, but I'll take your word for it.
Right.
It's your buddy as well as mine. So.
Well, he's our buddy now, but he was your buddy first.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, no, he's my buddy.
If not, I'll see you tomorrow night. Be good, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. And at the Cold Finger Run, too, Sunday.
For sure.
You got it.
Okay. Have a good one.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Bye.
Yeah, so it's Sunday.
Okay.
Not Monday.
Sunday.
The original ride was supposed to be Monday, January
right.
1st.
Right, yeah.
Always does the first of the year.
When's the last time it actually landed on that we actually did it? Because every time I did it, I think it was always a week, you know.
I think they did it last year. I don't remember. But most of the time, it usually goes off on the 1st. Do you have another call coming
no,
in?
No, just... no.
He forgot to hang up.
I forgot to hang up is what I did.
Oh.
Come on, I got a lot on my plate here.
I know. You stop pushing all those buttons because, yeah. So it's the 15th annual. Fingers, who is a radio personality here in Long Island. Yeah, he's been doing it for 15 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm actually, for our New York listeners, I'm actually going to pop the link on there. And it's, you know, we've been sharing it on our page. And it's, you know, it's getting spread all over social media. But, yeah. It's the 15th annual. 15 years. Oh, my God. I can't believe I've known him that. I've known him longer than that.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He really is a good guy.
Yeah. He does a lot for the local community, just like all you listeners out there do a lot for your local community and helping your fellow mankind with all the events that the bikers put together and do. That's what I love about going to the biker events, because everybody gets together for a good cause all the time.
I must apologize to Jane. Because she sent me her picture, but I didn't download it because I'm an idiot. Because I was driving. I was driving when she sent it to me. Go, right, when I pull over, and I didn't. And I apologize, Jane. Don't hate me. Next week, I promise, I'll be putting your picture up there. Okay?
Wow, look at that really nice picture for the Live to Ride, Ride to Live page. And that really nice picture for It's a Two-Wheel Thing. I wonder who took those.
Rod, that was awesome, man. Thank you.
That was mine.
Mama. Mama did it. Mama does it all.
Copyright infringement free.
Yes.
Feel free to share, but don't claim it as your own because I'll sue you because apparently I'm getting sued for a photo.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh, Jane just messaged me in the comment. I'm being yelled at, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, anyway, what else is going on? How was your weekend, Wendy?
My weekend was nice and quiet. I was hiding it.
Yeah? It was a bad one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we were down in single digits, actually, I think Saturday night got in cool. Below zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I was driving in that Saturday night.
Yeah, no, I just pumped
it down. Yeah, you know, we were supposed to go out Saturday.
Made some food. This way I got the stove on and the oven on. And nice. Going, and I'm all nice and cozy in the kitchen doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just basically.
We were supposed to go out Saturday night. It was so fucking cold out. I told Dawn, let's just stay home, watch some movies, man, and just chill out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Then I said, on Sunday, we're going to be sitting on the couch all day and watching haunted movies all day. I love that. Sometimes, like snowing out, we make hors d'oeuvres all day, popcorn, sit on the couch, watch scary movies and haunted movies and whatever they call them. But now, because we're getting another dog, that we're out dog hunting all day. So, which led me out to the Village Idiot yesterday.
Yep, I heard.
Oh, my God. I mean... I don't know if this can actually explain, but that is the burger I basically ate yesterday. And let me tell you something. It was fucking amazing. Okay? It was marinated in, I don't know what it was marinated in, but, oh my God. Good stuff. All right. Mom, I take your breath away on that one? Or?
No. Not actually, not at all. No.
So.
Don't worry, Mama. Mike Axel was going to sue me, and it never happened.
Mike Axel can't sue.
He's a criminal.
Well, it's a little tough to sue somebody from jail.
Yeah.
I don't know. I keep hearing people trying to do it, so who knows?
Hey, people have done it. What, are you kidding me? They most certainly have. But we don't have to talk about that.
No, please, we don't have to.
Minus 14 degrees. Oh, it was minus 14 degrees in Connecticut on Saturday night, Bill Lamb says.
Wow.
That's how cold it was. Yeah, we're getting, it's pretty frosty. I feel horrible for everyone that had flights yesterday at JFK Airport. I think JFK Airport made national news for all you people because, you know, they take such good care of a major hub of an airline. And all you saw were people crammed like sardines in JFK waiting upwards of 8 hours just to get their luggage from the planes that they were unloading while they were dealing with it. Wow. And then they sent people home. They said, go home. You're not getting your luggage tonight.
Well, that sucks.
I'll give you this aspect of the situation. I know a lot of guys who do plowing over at JFK. They're still there working. So the runways and what have you have got to be one hell of a disaster. So trying to deplane that luggage and stuff had to be a disaster.
Wow. Well, it wasn't even that. Add to the fact that a water main broke and flooded the entire area for where international flights are.
That's horrible.
Shut it down.
They had to shut the whole airport down.
I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about that hamburger.
Yeah, but they didn't have a pipe break and flood.
Construction they got going on out there. That we're talking about a mess that's been going on for months and will go on for years.
Oh, it'll continue. That's because that's the way the city is. Thank you, our mayor, who sucks balls. But, yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, people that were prepping for this storm, there were things that nobody was ready for minus whatever degrees it was. And I feel horrible for the people in Massachusetts. And, you know, hopefully Greg Domi from Sin City Cycles didn't bear the brunt of the 30-foot waves, and I hope he didn't live close to the harbor there. But they actually had a wall breach that was, you know, blocking the little harbor area with 30-foot waves and flooded out, you know, a whole neighborhood.
What?
A whole freaking neighborhood. This storm, you know, what was that? They called it the bombastic or whatever.
Bomb cyclone.
Bomb cyclone or whatever the hell he was.
Bombageddon.
But what's that? If I had the song, I would upload it now and play it. But what was it? It was like a stupid rap song. Mr. Bombastic something or other. Can't
nothing good.
But anyway.
Yeah. I caught Dick
taking
on all this weather.
Oh, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our listeners don't know who he is. So what was his take? Okay. You're talking about the guy who has the videos. The comedian. Okay, so you got to let our listeners know that, because a lot of people in other states don't know.
DeBenedetto,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, you see him all the time. And he has
funny
videos out of the whole thing. His take on the bomb. Cyclone or whatever.
Right.
Is,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But and he's always amusing on that. And but I didn't hear the song. I missed the song that you were talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm gonna have to.
Well, I'm sure we didn't miss much.
I'm just glad that this whole entire week now everything's gonna thaw and then we're gonna flood.
Yeah.
So
that's what's gonna happen.
So
get your jet skis out.
Yeah.
More from motorcycles to snowmobiles to
jet skis.
Right?
Oh,
yeah,
we had the tubing so they can go water skiing next.
There you go.
Oh, it'll be lots of fun. But you know what? Do whatever you gotta do.
Yeah, have fun, man.
Honestly, it really sucks around here these days. But you know what? Going out down to Florida wasn't much better. North Carolina, they froze their asses off too.
Mm-hmm.
They got snow.
Did you see the news? Sahara Desert got snow today.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
The Sahara Desert had snow.
Wow.
Okay.
I happened to be just like flipping through the news and I'm like, and they showing these sand dunes. I'm like, what the? And they said, Sahara Desert. I'm like, get the hell out of here.
Oh, my God. Let's say Michael Myers is saying that they're having a freezing rain right now in West Virginia.
Yeah,
well, they're up in the mountains over there.
We're getting that right now.
Yeah, we're getting it, you know.
Everybody's getting something.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I'm going to drop the link to the YouTube video so our listeners can watch it on Facebook, and I'm going to do the same thing on our YouTube page. Jane and Aaron are on there.
I guess we'll make a quick, you know, mention to Johnny here. You know, you're so thrilled with this YouTube stuff. I actually sat in my truck on Friday night, Thursday night, whatever it was when I was plowing, and I watched the show on my little tablet. It looks great. You're doing a great job, dude.
Thank you. I was just
thinking about that. I was like, I was sitting in my truck watching that. I was like, it's really cool.
I have a lot of stuff in front of me here.
We got to get you like one of those production boards.
Yeah, they got it right here.
Well, no, you don't.
Oh, wow.
So
almost lost it.
Okay.
The water was closed, thank God.
Electronic equipment 101.
And
do not keep liquids near the soundboard that costs thousands of dollars that you got as a gift. Yeah, don't do that.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yes, there should be like a little table or something right over here for you to keep your water.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because you never know.
He's got to put it around his, like on a zip line or mm-hmm. something around his neck.
So I posted the video for you guys, so if you want to click the link, you can watch it.
Yes.
Of Vic DiBattista or whatever the hell his name is. This guy's a nut job.
He's funny.
Yeah. He's definitely funny, and he has a YouTube channel, too, if you want to go check him out.
Yes, I am. I'm getting excited for the spring coming.
It's not even the end of January yet.
But you know what, though? It happens so fast. Now, think about this. We were just eating candy from Halloween, then a turkey and Christmas, and then here we are. So before you know it, my fat ass will be sitting at the Sandpiper, okay, over in Panama City enjoying a beer.
And nobody cares.
And no one does care. But you know what? I'll be hanging out with Johnny Lang, all right? I don't know what you guys are doing.
So if any of you are going to Panama City motorcycle rally, go to the Johnny Lang Ship Club Choppers area, and you will find Johnny there.
We're actually stopping in New Orleans on the way down. Mm-hmm. you ever watch the, is it Pitbulls and Parolees? What is that?
Yeah, where they take the dogs in?
Yeah.
The prisoners?
Are you talking about Shorty?
No, but the other one, the other show. They take care of all the dogs in New Orleans, the lady. We're stopping there at that ranch to see some dogs, and then we're going to head over to Mama. No, we're not going to Mama's. We're going to Panama City. Then we'll end up at Mama's.
I never want you over at my place, ever.
Oh, not this Mama.
Oh.
The real Mama.
Mama who?
Mama Rizzo. Mama. Mama Mayhem.
Okay. There we go. Oh my God. Yeah, Faith. You can miss this one if you want. Faith never misses a show.
Well,
we should really see if there are any listeners out there and or watching us or whatever. If they've actually seen every single show. I believe Faith has.
I think I have.
We're on it, you dumb shit.
Oh, never mind.
But you've missed a couple of shows.
Yeah, well.
Thrown me to the wolves and Mario or Marco and left me.
Oh, my God. Remember that night?
Yeah, you were away in Florida. I was in Chile.
I saved it, though. I saved it. I saved the interview. I did a hack job. I took my phone, put it on speaker, attached it to the microphone.
That was the worst 15 minutes of your life, right?
I know.
That show didn't last long. Hi, good night.
That was the first time we were interviewing Chris Callen from Cycle Source magazine. That was when Adam was on the show. And I had set it up so Adam could interview him. And Adam had all his questions, and we were ready to go. And everything was great. And Marco came in and tried to get everything ready, and then Marco left, and all of a sudden we lost everything.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm looking at that, you know, I don't understand that.
Yep.
It's like algebra. Who gives a fuck? I don't care. You push a button, it goes on, and that's what should happen.
Exactly.
But that was the first time we actually scheduled an interview with Chris Callen to call in so Adam could do it. And the interview went great, and I did manage to save it, and it's on our YouTube channel. You want to go watch it, go to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Look for our little logo in the picture there, and you can go to our channel.
Yep.
I can actually even drop the channel link on there right now.
Yeah.
If you guys want to go there. And then you can check out our previous videos, including our botched ones, and when we didn't really know what we were doing, which we still don't, but we're getting better at it. So.
Gotcha.
There was one time when he was there with you and me did the show, and we managed to.
Yeah, we did fine.
Yeah.
Well,
but
we're
I'm
good.
Talking
that
about.
Actually, we got through very well.
Actually, yeah, that was. But that was the show that Facebook didn't air.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
I was in Chicago.
It was a great show. We had 21,000 views. People were watching, and they pulled it.
Yeah. I was in Chicago.
Because what was happening was. He was in Chicago, and he's sharing the show from another state. So Facebook figured
didn't like
something
that, said,
that
no, no,
there's
no.
a robot somewhere because he was sharing it
they
way too much.
They didn't like it. So.
But the problem was he was traveling, so it was going from state to state. It just through Facebook.
Well, you know, it's like, okay, wait a minute. You're airing it from New York, but then there's somebody sharing it a gazillion times in
Chicago.
So they thought it was being done illegally and electronically with, you know, enhancing equipment or a robot, and they... Hold the show.
Exactly.
So,
So that stinks. And what are you going to do?
Well, now that'll never happen because we have the other camera that actually records our show onto a card. So if Facebook pulls its crap like it normally does, we have a backup plan.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a free site. So, you know, you get what you get what you don't pay for, people. No, it is. But, hey, when net neutrality is finalized.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to stop
paying. We'll figure it out.
You're going to start paying for Facebook.
Sure. Anyway, you know what? We got all some new equipment here tonight, if you didn't notice. So we actually bring in a show up to the next level. And the more we do it, the better we'll get at it. So I'm still in my learning stages as well.
And he's also still in his pajamas.
I am.
Just so you know.
I'm not still in my pajamas. I came home from work and got in my pajamas.
They are the worst pair of pajamas I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Have you washed them since the first show?
I haven't washed them ever.
No. They're like...
Yeah, smell these bad boys.
You know, like the baby blanket. He's wearing his baby blanket.
Pretty much.
Pajamas.
I came home from work.
The holes have holes.
I came home from work today, and that was it. Upstairs changed, and that's it. Here I am. So.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
You do have company. It would be nice if you dressed appropriately.
You don't mind if I have my dinner, do you? Bring my dinner on. You don't mind if I have my dinner here, right?
Yeah, I do, because you eat like a fucking pig. You sound like it's your last meal every time you eat. I can't.
Oh my God.
I ate dinner with him in a diner, and I can't ever do it ever again.
Oh, my God.
So.
And with this new system, we can now play videos of it. Uh-oh.
We have a caller.
Mr. Red Wolf, how are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going there, brother? What's going on?
Good, nothing. You know, just trying to get all my shit together. I got a big court case tomorrow,
okay.
So I'm just making sure I got all my ducks in a row.
Well, we wish you nothing but good luck, and I think you got this down pat, man. So
yeah,
we're
man.
Happy that you,
thank you.
You've always been doing the right thing, and yeah, we're behind you. So
yeah,
you know, it was funny because today I tried drowning all my sorrows, but I couldn't get the bitch to follow me into the lake.
Oh, nice.
But I'm fine. That was good. That's good.
Oh, Jesus.
That was excellent.
Nice.
So now, Red, do you have, I never even asked you this, do you have a YouTube channel where you upload your videos to?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. Oh, here you are, Red Wolf on YouTube. Duh. Is that you? Let me just see if that's you. There's a picture of these eyes of a Red Wolf.
Could be.
Let me subscribe to the channel.
No, I think it's a picture of me wearing one of my top hats.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not you. I just liked another Red Wolf's YouTube page.
She's cheating on you already. Once
I get all the shit behind me, I'll be pumping the YouTube.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it's good. And then you have your Facebook page, too.
So what do you think of our new stuff there, Red Wolf?
Yeah, look, you're starting to look professional.
You're not bad, right?
Don't let the look
not bad.
You. Not bad. It might look professional, but we are not professional. 5 minutes before the show, it's like it's fucking crazy in here. Strangling each other and shit. And, you know.
Looking good. Looking real good.
It's fun, though. We're all having a good time.
I can now play your videos on our show.
That's okay? Right.
Nice.
We could actually.
Nice.
So if you have a message to our Mayhem fans down the road, Send Johnny, a little MP4 or whatever, and he can upload it, and we can show it up to our Facebook people. Well, maybe we shouldn't, because he goes into jail a lot.
That's all right. It's Red Wolf.
All right. No offense.
Anyway, I'm going to get back to getting my paperwork ready. I just wanted to give a quick hello to you guys.
Get it done.
Hello.
So keep kicking ass.
Yeah, man, kick ass tomorrow, brother.
And we'll be watching for the results.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll catch you all later.
Bye-bye
now.
Peace.
That's almost like the Super Bowl, man.
I'll tell you.
Watching the stats with Red Wolf, what's going on. And like, you got to appreciate his honesty and what he's going through. You know, we don't have to get into it, but anybody of you that is friends with Red Wolf knows the situation. But you can go to Red Wolf on Facebook and follow it. And a lot of guys wouldn't do what he's doing right now.
Right.
And so I give him a lot of credit for
it. Yes, definitely.
You know?
And keeping his cool.
Yeah.
And keeping his cool. That's exactly it. And he's got all the proof he needs to win his case, so I know he'll do fine.
Exactly.
And that's it. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has been doing it very, very calmly.
Oh, here he is, right here. Okay. I'm going to subscribe to his YouTube channel, and then
right,
I'm going to share
later.
His YouTube videos.
When I have one of my systems available, I will subscribe as well. And you can subscribe to us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Motorcycle Mayhem Radio at YouTube.com. Definitely go on our Facebook page and like and follow us. And let's kick ass with this show, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it to another level, huh? What do you say?
Absolutely.
All right.
So yeah.
I'm not chatting with the people on the YouTube channel. I'm sorry.
I know. I can't chat with them because if I touch it, I'm going to ruin it.
Yeah, sorry. No. Johnny, I apologize to all you YouTubers.
Yeah, that the YouTubers.
I'm not. That's the proper terminology.
I like it. I like it.
You just like it because tuber sounds like tube steak.
All right. I'll go with that.
And it's close to food.
I'll take that.
You really want me to go there? No. Remember, I'm originally a blonde.
Oh, yeah. So am I. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Anyway, whatever.
Rod's on YouTube. Okay, Rod.
Yep. I just got over there. I'm going
talk to him.
Forth.
Tell everybody we said hello.
I don't know if I posted Red Wolves, but I'm posting it again.
Yeah, so.
I think I did. I think it came up. I don't want to make sure I'm like,
Jane
oh, I did.
Hi,
I double posted. Hi, Jane.
Jane, you mad at me? I'm sorry, Jane.
She's not mad at you.
She's mad at me.
If she was mad at you, she wouldn't be watching you on YouTube right now in your crappy pajamas.
I know. But I do have my strip club.
Strip club chopper. Baggers.
Baggers.
Sure.
On, yes.
And Johnny cannot read upside down.
I can't.
No. Because that's another entity of Johnny Lang is strip club baggers. So he has a whole line of stuff.
Never mind. No, anyway.
And there's another division of strip club choppers. It's strip club choppers.
Get on the mic.
Sorry. East Coast.
Yes.
I like it sideways. What can I tell you?
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. So anyway, strip club choppers, East Coast.
Yep.
With Gus Paul, and we're going to be doing some stuff with them because it's on our neck of the woods, so we don't have to drive too far. So hopefully he'll participate in some events. Like the Motorcycle Mike Poker Run coming up May 6th. There's a spot available free of charge to you, Gus, from Strip Club Choppers East.
Okay. Now we have Mr. Wayne Pettis calling in. What's up, Wayne? How are you, sir? Hello? Hello?
It's not doing anything.
It should be.
Uh-oh.
Wayne? All right.
Call him back.
Let me call him back.
No, it's the it's Johnny pushed the wrong button.
I don't know. John Frew sending me this crap.
John Frew, you can stop. Just post those pictures on Facebook.
No, you don't want them to.
Oh, no? We'll get banned? Shit, no way.
Is are we having technical difficulties?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. We got you now, though. You hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up? This is Wayne Penix from Biker Transnation.
What is happening, folks?
What's going on, brother?
I don't know what to think, man. I'm calling such a high-tech show now. I mean, we got videos. I mean, new studio. My goodness, you're blowing me away.
You like that, right?
Like
I
said,
know, right?
Looks are deceiving.
Do you see your name on the screen right now? Do you see your name?
Hold on a second. I had to switch off. Let me go and take a look at this. Yeah, man, but you know, when you and I talked the other day and you said that y'all had some exciting changes.
Right.
Yeah, I see that. I see that now.
Yeah.
Look at how cute you are. He even overlaid a picture of it.
I got a picture of Wayne up there now.
He did that. He was so cute.
Wow.
And Vandy's behind him.
Uh-huh.
You see that, right?
I love
Yeah,
Vandy.
I do.
I love Vandy's post, by the way. I like him every day. She has some great posts.
All right, so this is for Biker Trash Nation, right? So what's going on, man?
Oh, man, just hanging out, watching a little television tonight. How about you guys?
Well, I could watch TV right now, but I think these guys get mad at me. But
we're
just hanging out, man, doing our thing.
Well, you know, when I talked to you the other day and you said you had some exciting changes on the show, you know, the first thing I asked, I said, obviously, Mama's going to start doing the show topless.
Yes.
And you said, You said that wasn't happening, so.
No. That'll happen in the summertime when it's not so cold. I'm wearing like 20 layers of clothes right now. It'll take too long, and yeah, I won't make a lot of money, so.
We don't want to scare everybody away yet. Come on.
Not yet.
Yeah, you're trying to attract the, viewers and listeners, not run them away. I understand.
Right. Yeah. You know, like the same thing with that camel toe tattoo. Same thing.
So oh, Lord. Oh, man, you know, we're right now we're in planning mode.
Okay.
We just got the approval from the city. We're actually going to have two streets next year for Camel City Bike Fest instead of one. Right. So, this thing's growing like crazy. So we want to make sure we got enough room for people to park and be able to enjoy everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow, it's going to be awesome. And this time, I hope we can make it down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I don't want to hear no lame excuses this year.
We had a hurricane. I mean,
so what?
A little wind blew. No big deal.
Yeah. So what are the dates for Camel City Bike Fest?
Next year it's going to be September 8th.
Okay.
So
September 8th,
2018.
Yep. Wow. 2018.
All right. We're going to actually put a post out tomorrow. Maybe some people can win some BTN swag. We're going to put a post out for them to share their favorite Camel City Bike Fest picture.
Mm-hmm.
The one that gets the most likes will get some BTN swag.
Right.
We're going to probably put a post up here in the next couple of days, maybe a week, to where we want to involve everybody in Biker Trash Nation to find out exactly what they want to see this year.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
They want to see my camel toe, dude.
Exactly.
Which one?
So what we need to do, Mama, when you come down here is, you know, I've got the camel toe, you've got the camel toe.
I know.
And then this father and son, who are big-time BTN supporters, Tim Goodwin and Nathan Goodwin, and hopefully I pronounced their name right, the last name. But they went and got them also. So
nice.
We just need to take a group picture.
Okay.
Of all our camel toes together.
Four camel toes.
It'll be a herd.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait. I'm actually preparing my feet for it. So I've been doing pedicures every day regularly, so my feet look scrumptious when we do that.
Oh, boy.
So,
yeah, That's awesome.
It'll be good. So, yeah, September 8th. I'm putting it in my calendar.
I really wish the First Lady didn't have such an aversion for needles, or I'd get her a camel toe tattoo because she has pretty feet and
yes,
it would look pretty on her toe, but she ain't going for that. No,
okay.
Ain't no way she's gonna do that.
No, yeah. That, well, you know, it was not a very comfortable tattoo.
That can't be fun.
That's, I've got tattoos pretty much all over my body. I don't have any on my chest, but I got them on my back and I got one on my elbow. And they say the elbow is like the most tender place to get one done.
Uh-huh.
I almost think that one on my toe was worse than the one on my elbow.
Whoa.
Yeah, it could be pretty painful, except, see, I had an advantage, so that's why I actually videotaped it live while I was doing it, the entire tattoo. I have nerve damage from a motorcycle accident, so I don't feel anything down there.
Wow.
That's cheating!
You see that shit? Why she cheated?
I didn't cheat.
That
was an advantage. That
is straight up cheating.
No, it was a pre-existing condition. I just took advantage
denied.
Of it. Yeah, but I did have on the top of the arch of the same foot, I had leopard spots done on the top of that, and that was I was in agony there. Agony. That was prior.
I think wherever the rest of this, we should get a picture of me, Rod, and Johnny, like looking up your leg,
mm-hmm.
And then that way, you know, you have to sit through that.
Oh, my God.
Do you have lots of tequila at this event?
Wow, she's really.
We can make things happen.
No, they got those bagger bombs. What do you call those drinks we were having?
Bagger shots.
Bagger shots.
And where was that?
Oh, Bagger Saloon, one of my favorite bars
yep.
in North Carolina. That and Second Green.
Yeah, we had him. Some greenways, and then he had his bagger shots. I mean, we broke him in good when he came down here.
Oh, man.
Was he walking straight?
I was good, man. I was good. These guys were awesome down there. I loved every second I was down there. I didn't want to leave.
You didn't. So we have, a caller or two trying to call in. Just as soon as we're done with Wayne, we will call you right back.
Yes, we will. So, but that was a great time, Wayne. I can't thank you enough, man. I really, the hospitality down there was amazing.
Well, when you guys come down for Camel City Bike Fest, you and Mama, and if Rod comes with you, we will make sure that we take extra special care for you, because we didn't get you any really good barbecue. I know Jane hooked you up with some ribs.
Yeah.
But Jane, we've got to, you know, I got to get you in Camel City and let you eat there.
Yeah,
so,
man. Okay. You know, I was going to say, oh, I forgot.
Oh, how old are you getting?
I'm getting old. But, yeah, no, we had a good time. We drank, we partied, and they showed me around a little bit. You know what I mean? But, like, oh, that's what I was going to say. That's my new law, is I stop in North Carolina every time I go to Florida now.
Okay.
No matter what it is, I'm going to hang out with these guys every time I go to Florida. And so,
aren't you lucky, Wayne?
Yeah.
Look, we had a lot of fun.
No, I was joking. No, they did. They actually really had a good time.
Yeah, we enjoyed having Johnny down here. We couldn't understand a damn word he said, because, you know, the Yankee he was speaking in person was a little bit, you know, I had to concentrate a little bit, and, you know, as the shots flowed, it got a little more difficult.
Wayne, we have the same issue here. Gibberish.
I speak Stakenese.
Stakenese.
Yeah.
And that's debatable.
But that's no, the, that's.
And my brother, forget about it.
I'm so glad I'm not related to you in any way.
Yeah, so what I just basically did was stare there, smile, and nod a lot. You know, like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Give him a beer. Give him another beer.
Johnny, you need another shot. Let me get you another shot.
So, all right, Wayne, listen. It was great talking to you.
I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah,
great. It's always great when Wayne calls in. I hope you like our new technology.
It's fantastic, man. I'm really excited. You guys are going to the next level. I was blown away.
Excellent, man. I'm glad you are. And I'm getting better at it. So the more I do this, the better I'm going to get. So
keep up the good work, guys. I look forward to talking to you soon in the future.
You got it, man. Take care, buddy.
Bye, Wayne.
All right. See you.
Take care.
Bye.
That was Wayne Penix.
Bike and Trash
Nation, man. Let's talk to him. Mm-hmm. We had, it looked like Missouri was trying to call us, so let's give him call back.
Was it the same number that was calling?
Yeah. Yep.
So whoever was calling in earlier, we are calling you back.
We're calling you back.
You have just won $10 million.
Ah, you missed it.
You have to answer one question.
What?
That's like the Kelly Show.
Hello?
Hello? This is Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we have?
Just a minute.
Oh. It was somebody else calling.
Oh, somebody else was calling?
Be nice. We don't know who it is.
I don't know.
Hang on a second. You have 10 seconds to answer the question.
We have a million, now 500,000, now 200,000, 10,000, 500, $2.
$10. Now it's a t-shirt and a sticker.
If that,
yeah. No, we'll wait. We're patiently waiting.
Yes.
You could put them on
just look at that burger, huh? I mean, how good is that burger?
Johnny's pushing buttons now.
How good is that burger look? They hung up on me now. All right.
Well, no, you lost the connection.
Oh, I'm going to call them back.
No, don't let them call you back.
No, wait, don't call them back.
So, I was going to say, for people.
We are pushy.
You're making a phone call.
We are pushy people.
Hello. What's up, my Mayhem family?
Hello. Who do we have?
It's Yoko Hawk, brother. How you doing?
Oh, what's happening, brother? How are you, sir?
I'm out here sitting on my bike in the garage listening to the show.
Okay.
Got some good news and bad news. Okay. Which you want first?
All right, we want the good news.
The good news? Well, old Uncle Huck has found him what she calls his queen biker bitch.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah, she's listening to the show right now.
No,
I'm not throwing her name out there because we're kind of keeping hush.
That's fine.
Okay. You know. So the bad news, I went to the ER Wednesday, got a half surgery on my collarbone.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so I'm down and out for a while, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said they took one x-ray, and the nurse goes, that's a huge separation. Okay. So,
hey, well, you know what? It's a good thing you did go to the emergency room and get it taken care of, because if you waited longer, it would have been really bad.
Yeah, I mean, right now I can, like, feel the bone pushing up on my shoulder. That's how bad it is.
Ew.
Yeah. Bunch of wimps over here.
But I'll tell you guys what, since you guys talked about MeWe last week, my group on there is growing like hotcakes.
That's
nice.
I mean,
good for you.
It is just, people are just coming in left and right. It's amazing.
I know. I joined your group on MeWe, but I created a profile, but I haven't done anything with it yet.
Yeah,
I tell you what, it's been picking up, especially today. My honey's been going crazy on there.
Nice.
I mean, of course, you know, it's uncensored on there, so we've been having a lot of boobies show up
online. And that's not a bad thing, you know. That's a good thing.
No, it's not, you know. I mean, the girls are free to do it if they want to. That's their choice,
that's
you know.
Right, exactly.
And that's what the MeWe's all about.
And you won't
care. Right, you know. And it's great that they can express themselves, you know, and we can all access ourselves without, you know, having any worries of Facebook getting onto us.
That's true. That's
you know.
Right. And you know what? If you get on the right group page on the MeWe, you'll be playing with your pee-pee.
No, trust me, brother. There's been many nights already.
Oh, boy.
I mean, Saturday night was like, I call it tit fest on MeWe. I'm not kidding. Them girls are just going at it.
Oh,
I mean,
sweet.
It's they love it. They love it.
Well, that's you know? Good. Oh, my God. I got to stay off of that.
Hey, Huck, have you seen our new technology, Huck?
I am watching it right now, actually, yeah.
And I only got a few pictures up here, but I'm going to get some Huck stuff up on there.
Oh, that'd be awesome, brother.
Yes,
love it.
I'm going to get all the groups on there. So I'm still learning it. Is she cooking?
Make sure that's nice ones, though. We don't want no saggy ones, you know.
Yeah.
You know how Will Smith are about our boobs. They got to look perfect.
That's right. That's true. So listen, buddy.
Well,
you have a great night, man.
Hey, you guys do the same, and I will talk to you next Monday.
You got all it, buddy. Right. Looking forward to it.
All right, brother. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
So Terry Heller is on there and posted about asking if we were going to go to Myrtle Beach Bike Week.
What is that date on that?
I got to look it up, but that's in May also. Said something about us being at the Little Beaver Bar.
The Little Beaver Bar, yeah, because there's two of them, right?
The Big Beaver and
Little Beaver. Yeah.
Week after Panama City.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, too bad I could catch it on the way home, man. That'd be awesome.
Mm.
Maybe.
Too bad.
M-Y-R-T-L-E.
I'm going to look up Myrtle Beach Bike Week. I really should just keep a whole list.
My buddy Darwin was right there. Okay, then.
It's May 11th. Through the 20th.
That's after my birthday.
That's the spring rally. Yeah, so that's that week.
The wheels are turning.
There's so many places to go and so many people to see and not enough of us.
What were we talking about? We were talking about Panama, right? That's May
4th through the 6th. We have
50th birthday in Myrtle Beach.
You guys enjoy yourself while I put together a run to raise money for Canine Companion for Independence. That's Motorcycle Mike's big run on May 6th.
Sounds like a plan.
Enjoy. I'll be staying on the Long Island. But I may go to Myrtle Beach.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad thing.
Without you.
And you said Myrtle Beach is what, the
6th? No,
the 11th. The 11th through the 20th.
The weekend on the
nine
way home.
Nine glorious days. So it's not really a week. It's a week
plus. We can stay with Bike and Trans Nation.
Well, they go down there, don't they?
They usually get a hotel. They're going to put it out tomorrow. We'll put it up on the site once she puts it up.
Well, that's Camel City Bike Fest is where they go.
No. He usually gets a hotel for Myrtle Beach.
Oh, for their
yeah.
Don't they have their own spring thing?
They have yeah.
I think they have their own spring thing.
We just had them on the phone. We should have asked them,
but you don't think of these things.
You can't recall them back?
No.
No.
You know how to use it?
He only knows how to push the button.
That's it.
And he pushes them well.
That is it.
Okay, so we're going to do some promos.
Are you going to lower the volume so that you don't blow out?
No, we're not doing them that way. We're doing them this way. Oh. Boom. The Village Idiot. Okay, I got to say, I was at the Village Idiot yesterday, and the food there is just fucking amazing. Everything is amazing, all right? I don't know if anybody can read that menu right there, but it's dinner specials they have. Check out those little burgers. Oh, my God, they're so good.
The sliders are amazing.
Yeah. They have a full top-shelf liquor bar, awesome bar, award-winning wings. Got to check out the wings. And a bunch of different craft beers and all kinds of beer that you want. So I would suggest, and of course that burger I had yesterday, I would suggest check out the Village Idiot. They're located in Patchogue, New York, 8 East Main Street in Patchogue, New York. So if you're in the Long Island area or you live out here or you're just visiting, it's a must because it's right in the heart of all the action in Patchogue. You got to check that out. That's one. So now, two. Goodfellas Cigars. Okay? Would you like to say a couple words about Goodfellas?
Goodfellas Cigars. It's a phenomenal brick and mortar joint on 2215 Route 112 in Medford. Fully stocked, large walk-in humidor, carrying a fantastic selection of cigars. Got all your needs for your smoking pleasures. And open early during the riding season, so you can stop in early, grab a cigar for your little ride that you're going to have that day.
Excellent.
And it's Goodfellas Cigars. Where's their website?
GoodfellasCigarsNewYork.com.
What about Mr. Road Captain here?
I already posted him up there.
Well, I got him right here on the screen.
Nice.
The Road Captain is an app that should be coming out soon. I think I talked to him. Oh, he made it make some changes. So it'll be out real soon, and it's an app that you're going to love, and every biker should own this app. So check them out.
Go to RoadCaptain.com.
That's right. Would you like to say a word about Motorcycle Mike?
No, you did that earlier.
I know, but I'm just doing a
Motorcycle Mike Esquire. He's a personal injury attorney here in New York. Go to MotorcycleMikeESQ.com, and he will help you if, God forbid, you're ever in need of his services and involved in any type of accident, not just motorcycle, construction work, medical malpractice, any type of personal injury. He's your guy.
The number one motorcycle magazine in the country, in my eyes, is Cycle Source Magazine. Go check it out. Go see, go call Chris or Heather and get your subscription now.
What'd you say?
Subscription.
I can't talk,
right?
If you use the promo code Mayhem, M-A-Y-H-E-M, during your checkout, you will save 20% off a yearly subscription to Cycle Source Magazine, CycleSource.com.
Right. And, of course, like we spoke before, Strip Club Choppers. Go see Johnny Lang. He's everywhere. All the bike events. And Strip Club Choppers East Coast. So check them all out, man. I know I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get out there. So that's hour number one, folks. Anybody else want to give a shout and hang out with us? Our number's on the screen. Can't complain about that, right?
No.
It's right there. So what else is going on, Mama?
Nothing. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Isn't Bill supposed to be calling in?
Somebody's supposed to be calling in with the...
We had posted a couple days ago this custom metalwork. It's like almost three-dimensional. He hand tools these motorcycles. It's actually really pretty cool stuff. I posted the link, which I forgot where the link goes to. But Bill is supposed to call in, and he can give us all that information for the website. You can find the link to his stuff on our Facebook page. I'll actually, like, quickly go there and repost his link. But he does other custom work from metal. And, you know, there is a wait list, so be patient because he does everything by hand.
No.
You know, some machining and things like that, but it's definitely well worth it, and it's a unique piece and always a one of a kind. None of the two pieces look alike.
Well, yeah.
Just like the guy from Creations.
Yes, I got to speak to
him.
With
the leather guy. Yeah, he had, we had posted some stuff about his work too. And again, handmade. We like it when you guys make stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And if we can help you spread the word, you know, give us a shout. We'll give you a free plug once or twice.
Yep.
But then you got to pay after because we're broke, too.
Yes. We need money like everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And the vending space, if you guys didn't see our post for Daytona Bike Week, you can call Johnny Lang at 714-465-7103 or email him at sccpromotions1@gmail.com because that sells that quick. I mean, it's only a couple months away.
Right.
So, and they're almost all sold out there, too.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. So definitely reserve your vending spot there.
Yeah. I mean, and it's, you know, everybody there is like a big family when you're over there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the night, everybody hangs out at Johnny Lang's strip club strip club chopping bar.
And where is that?
That one was in Daytona.
Oh.
It's right there, right next to the, you were there. You saw it.
I was in the studio. Was that
right across from the studio? That bar.
Oh, I never went there.
I
went to the food truck next there. The
food truck was good, man.
Yeah, it was actually excellent.
Yeah, so. So anyway, anybody got any good stories out there, give us a call, because we're just hanging out, and, you know, like I said, besides the cold finger run, there ain't really much going on in this neck of the woods. You have a question? Actually, Randy, do you have any kind of tips that you'd like to share?
Yeah, hide in the garage until the snow goes. It's Daytona. It's dangerous to ride out there.
Oh, my God.
Well, what about how people to prep their bikes for the winter storage? How about that?
Well, we went through that before. But basically, you know, get the thing off the concrete, get something into the gas to make sure that it runs through the bike. Get start the bike and let it run for a little bit. Put a tender on your battery charge. On your battery. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still
and, doing.
Basically, all you really have to do until spring, and in spring, I would suggest at that point you change the oil. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a question. I know there are, you know, are diehard old school bikers that drain all the fluids out of their motorcycle for the winter storage. Do you, disconnect their battery totally from the bike?
Well, okay, the battery, yeah, you can take the battery into someplace warmer and put it on a tender. Yes, that's right. That will hurt, but
right.
Drain the fluids a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. No. I know a couple of old school guys that said they did that. They would, they'd empty all the fluids out. You know, and to avoid, but with me, it's like having a full tank of gas in your car, you know, or putting protectant in the fuel so it doesn't freeze. I think having nothing in the gas tank is worse because whatever moisture that's in the tank, when that freezes, it's going to crack internally, and then all those little metal bits are going to.
Well, just leave it without the water in there. When there's just water and no gasoline, it'll actually start the inside to rust. Most gas tanks now there's a liner,
right?
You know, something in it, and that if you get any kind of rust at any of the edges, it'll start peeling that liner. And then once that liner starts to peel, then you're in really trouble.
Right.
That'll get into the gas, it'll suck it into the gas, and it will start to rust the tank, and then you got to fill the tank, and you got to turn just the whole big thing.
Right.
You know, because then you know now you got to be handling the tank, and if you're moving the paint, if you're trying to clean up the inside.
Right, plus if you have a bike with a carburetor and get in, it can get in there, and then the fuel injector situation, too.
Even a non-carbureted bike is easier to clean out. You pull a carburetor.
Right, but you can't do that with fuel injectors.
Yeah, you really can't.
No. I know, they're really expensive for my car, so I can imagine what they are for the motorcycle.
The best thing to do is put something good in the gas, whether it be Seafoam
Stabilizer?
Stable work, stuff like that. I personally like Seafoam because it's more than just a stabilizer. It does a lot of different things. It's like gum, kind of same kind of thing. But I actually personally like that. And then let it run through so it gets into the carburetor or the injectors and stuff. And then just top off the tank until it's almost full. As full as you can get it because if you got it full, you can't get moisture in there.
Right. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so those are your winterizing tips, folks.
That is
Randy
a great
the
tip.
Wrench.
Great tip there, boy.
That is correct.
Great tip.
Did you write that down, John?
No.
No, because he, Randy. He just calls Randy.
Randy. I remember the first time me and Randy ever wrote together. What'd I do? I did a burnout right in front of him.
Just on the bike or in your underwear?
No, I just got my road bike, okay? And this area is throwing rocks and tire and all that stuff right in front of my bike. I was flipping out, yeah.
Oh, my God. I did a burnout. I went, smoke, and all I see is a fist come out and hit me in the back. Boom. We went to a baby face in. Friend of ours, we called him Babyface because he's a big guy, but a babyface though. So they wouldn't let him in because it was a 30 and over bar, and it said no motorcycles. And here we come up, about 15 bikes pull up, right? Everyone, boom, 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 right? They're like, "What are you doing? You guys can't come in here." And they go, "Well, you can't come in. You're underage." So we all turn around, and what do? I stop. I light a fucking burnout, but Mikey got nailed. The guy grabbed Mikey, my friend Mikey, but let him go though. But that was fucking midnight. We used to do some stupid shit on the bikes.
But well, thank God you don't do stupid shit anymore.
I don't. You know what? I ride.
Cause, no, on the bikes.
No.
Stupid shit gets you killed now.
It does. But know what I do on my bike? I got my wife on the back of it, man. I'll cruise 45, 50, like on 25A or something. Just enjoy it. I don't got to do 100 no more. I've done it. No more. I don't have to.
No.
Yeah, you
cruise around. Oh, I had to when I first started riding with the guys because back in the 90s or 2000 or whatever, I guess it was 2000, it's still hard for women riders to be, you know, allowed to ride with the guys. You got to kind of prove your motorcycle skills.
We did a couple of women ride with us.
No, I know. Well,
you can tell right away.
I know a lot of guys that suck at riding,
oh,
period, and I would never ride side with them or stagger or whatever. Safety first. No, but I had an ex that had three of his friends, and I had an 89 Sportster that was an 883, and the guys over at Rocky Point Cycle Works blew it out to a 12.0 something. Whatever. So off the line, I was very quick. I mean, because it was really only 4-speed. But so here I am, Iron Horse Chopper. It was like some kind of road king and some other kind of thing. And right on our road, County Road 83, there's an area that at the light, from the light, there's a good mile before. There's another light, and there's no side street. So it's safe to be an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
So just for that one time, because they were busting my chops, because I was just taking my sweet time, you know, chilling in the back, tootling around the turns, because they're all driving, like, you know, really super fast, and I stick to the speed limit. And they're like, "So you got any balls on that bike?" And I go, "Are you testing me or daring me to see how fast I can go off the line? Do you want to race right now? Is that what?"
Geez.
So I did. Blew them away. Boom. But then I stopped at 65 miles an hour, and then they all blew past me. But initially off the line, I blew those three guys away. And they're like, "Okay, you can ride with us."
She really blew them.
No, only one, the guy with the Iron Horse job.
Ah, there you go. We used to...
Because he annoyed the shit out of me.
That's right.
Right, but, you know, exactly. But it was a brief 30 seconds or whatever the heck it was, or less. It was less than that, probably. It was like 12 seconds. Right, so, but that's what people don't realize when they visit other parts when you're going to motorcycle rallies and things like that. And Sturgis is one of them. When you are riding at night, there are mountain lions. There are buffalo. There, you know, New Hampshire, there are moose.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, if you're not familiar with the surroundings when you're going to these bike events, know them ahead of time and listen to the locals when they tell you, don't go over 20 miles an hour on this particular stretch of road because, you know, you see all the YouTube videos of deer jumping out.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You do not want to get hit by a deer on the bike. So, you know, you may win or you may lose.
You probably will lose, though.
I knew this girl, Gina. She was a regular customer at Rocky Point Cycle Works and one of our major highways, William Floyd Parkway. middle of the day, middle of the afternoon, surrounded by state, you know, Brookhaven Labs and all that crazy stuff, and this deer came out. So let's just say the deer lost, and when the cops came to do the police report, you know, he actually put the deer out of its misery.
Wow.
And she asked the cop, can I cut its horns off? And he goes, why? She said, because when I get my bike because the whole front end got smashed in a little bit.
Wow.
So when I get my bike fixed, I'm mounting these motherfuckers right here as a warning for other deer.
Oh, my God.
She had balls, man. I loved her. She was great. I mean, it's a chance you got to take. But yes, be wary of your surroundings, and you know you can have fun at all these great biker events and tour the sceneries and do Needles Highway and you know check out Mount Rushmore and everything else. But remember, you're still in a strange state,
right?
And there are. I don't want to run into a fucking mountain lion. No way, man.
Squirrels.
Oh, moose, man.
I've never seen anything like it.
They'll crush a car.
This thing is like 2,000 pounds on its stick legs, and this thing is up there. I mean, you can almost walk underneath them. And they're just so big and so heavy. And if they get angry, those horns, the antlers, they'll hurt you.
Yeah, don't stop and take pictures.
A squirrel will knock you on your ass.
Well, if you try and swerve to avoid it, you could take a squirrel out on your bike.
We went out to Wyoming. We went out there. There was, what, 15 of us? Okay. Mm-hmm. And we made a big deal.
Right. No, it's smart. You know, and they have buses and stuff like that to take you where you got to go to.
You were on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we have? Hello?
Johnny, this is Tommy. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Tommy. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing?
Oh, good.
How can I send y'all a video? Yeah, how can I send y'all a video?
Okay,
Media? You got a pen?
Yeah.
Okay, you can email it to us. It's media, M-E-D-I-A, then the at sign, mayhem, M-A-Y-H-E-M, radio,
all right.
.com.
Oh, cool. I got a cross rock. I run 170 in fourth gear.
Wow.
Whoa.
Send us a video. I'll put it up right now.
Yeah, all right. I'll send it to you in a few seconds. I snap 100 in first and switch to 120.
Oh, add show to that, by the way. It's mayhemradioshow.com. At the end. It's media at mayhemradioshow.com.
All right. Thank y'all.
All right. Send that video. We'll put it up there.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We can actually do that now.
Yes.
Because my computer is synced wirelessly to Johnny's. So I got to make sure I don't show those pictures that I should.
Or just send me an email and I can put it up either way.
No. Because you can do a screenshot and see everything that's on my computer till I tell him to push the button.
No, okay. Here I am in Key West.
Here I am doing Naked Snow Angels. Oh,
no. Oh.
Don't look.
Well, I think if it was Johnny, he's getting
more. Yeah, maybe.
Well, how worse could it be seeing him in his favorite pajamas? I mean,
come
it's kind of close.
No.
He's like, oh. But I mean, it's almost as close as watching.
Yeah, but you know, he's not going to hit the bottom with 3 inches of snow.
It's a train wreck, man.
I had to measure the snow. I think I measured the snow. It's 12 inches. 11,
you
sorry.
You measured it four times, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Well, stick around because we're going to be playing this video. What did you say? You're going to be doing about 170 on the bike?
Well, I should check our email, right?
I think you should check your email. I want to see this myself.
All right, well, hold on. Let me check the emails. Well, I don't know. Do you know Tommy personally?
No.
Oh, so he's a fan?
I guess. I don't know who said Tommy. He never said a last name, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, thank you, Tommy,
for
calling in.
Tommy?
And not telling us what state you're from.
Yeah. Just Tommy.
But thank you for listening to our show. I'm going to go to the emails right now while you're doing whatever.
Yep.
And what time is it? It's like 20 after.
20 after.
When is Bill calling in?
I don't know. You told me. You made it up.
No, I asked you to call him to verify that he was calling
in. I don't know who Bill is.
You said to me that the guy was calling in. That led me to believe that you contacted him on the inbox, like I said, to have him call him to the show.
No. Is that the guy with the little motorcycles?
Yes, that pulls him out of
no,
motorcycles.
I have no idea.
Oh, my fucking
I don't know
God.
Who he is. Or
can somebody shoot me freaking now?
I'm going to shoot Johnny.
You know what?
Bill, if you are listening to the show,
call in,
please.
My secretary didn't what I asked her to
fuck
do.
Fuck you, I'm not your secretary. I said go to the inbox and you schedule it with your schedule because I don't know what you schedule on the show. I don't want to step on your freaking ugly feet.
All of a sudden.
Oh, my God. I just want to choke you, like, really bad right now, but I won't.
I want to let Paul and Ada.
I'd watch that.
What? Me choking Johnny?
Yes.
Yeah, I would fucking win. Anyway, I did post a link to his custom metal website for those of you who are interested. We had a few people that wanted more information. It is MinutemanMetal.com. And he's Minuteman Metal and Sign on Facebook. But if you go to the website, you can see his gallery of stuff that he does.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's actually really, 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 really great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to see if he left a phone number. He has a phone number. So I'm going to text him right now. And see if he wants to call into the show. And you guys talk amongst yourselves. Talk amongst yourselves since I sound like the nanny.
So the coldest I ever rode my bike in was 27 degrees.
Oh, I wouldn't call it that. I did the cold figure one year. It was like 10 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it was cold.
We did my breast cancer run coming back from Crazy Donkey. Yeah. And it was 60 degrees when we left, and it was 20-something degrees when we came back. I actually got off my bike, and I had gloves on, and my hands were frozen solid. I just made it back to Chopper Bill's house and literally stood in front of his fireplace till I thawed.
Do you remember that poker run we did?
Poker, I don't even know.
No, I don't think so. Was it me, you, and Dawn? Was it with Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when she had the
show. Okay. And I actually won that poker.
That's right.
Because I had no. Because I had the worst hand, so I won. I won the worst hand. But that was a cold freaking night, boy. That night was fucking freezing. It had to be, I don't know, 18 out maybe. Yeah, that was cold, man. But no, we won't.
Yeah, it was bad, but it was bad. Trust me, that was good to go.
Yeah. It gets cold. It really does.
And I had a windshield on my bike too when my hands froze.
So did I. And they had to do shit.
I remember one time going down to where's that Irish pub down at Jay Shore?
Nutty Irishman?
Yeah, the Nutty Irishman. Me and a girl that I had met, we took a ride down there.
How much did it cost you for the extra service? Wow.
Was it really?
Mine was we got down there one day, and we got down there. It's like 15 degrees. Okay? We're inside, it's 30 degrees, and we're dressed in like t-shirts and stuff. And I got this poor, so I thankfully had my leather jacket. She had a leather jacket to put on. But, you know, she was the most brutal ride from Bayshore to Northport I've ever had.
Yeah.
No. Unbelievable.
Some nasty ones.
And it was like, you know, she goes, go faster. We'll get done. We'll get there soon.
So yeah.
Speed up. It's too cold.
Slow down. Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Well, up, no. Down, up, down.
I mean,
I have been out on weird nights. I used to, like I said, I used to ride home from Stony, from Rockport all the time.
Right.
And there were nights that it would be chilly. But as you move, because the air was so thick, that created
a little vacuum?
Well, no. Like resistance against your skin. That you would actually start to warm up
right.
As you move because it was the air so thin.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had that one stretch of the road, Rocky Point Road, yeah. 101. Right. As soon as you pass the cornfields.
Right.
You know, ironically, Children of the Corn. And if more anybody cut. Was watching Twilight Zone, the little boy that used to send people into the cornfields. Pretty much that's
nice.
Our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you pass that, it could be 80 degrees, But as soon as you crossed over Whiskey Road, and it was, I shit you not, 25 degrees. Like,
yep.
You froze until you
changes.
Got,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, a 40 degree, 60 degree drop in temperatures.
25A in Wisconsin, right there in, where the, was it Wisconsin? The, where the river goes by there? Because it goes underneath. The, where the park is, William Smith Park.
Right, okay.
Coming back on that road, I hate to tell you, in fall, spring, you'll get a 20, 25 degree difference when it's right there. The different
right.
water. You come by there, and it gets fog, and you can't see,
nope.
and all of a sudden it's cold. And all
well, that happens a lot. That happens a lot in Sturgis. That's why the weather, it's
right.
great and warm,
yep.
but also what happens, and I had an experience that the couple of times I was down there. You'll hear the fire alarm siren, you know, like it's we're being invaded by World War II, 3, 4, or 5, or kamikaze pilots. When you hear that alarm, you got to take your bike and yourself and take cover because it's hail. Literally
oh, yeah.
the size of golf balls and bigger.
And nothing hurts more than that, man, on a bike.
And it does. It does do a lot of damage. And there and the weather is a little, you know, you know, it, but it always hails there, no matter what. It's like every time you go to freaking Laconia, you get at least one or two, sometimes the whole week.
Always
where it rains.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't go.
Always rains there.
Last year, actually, they got blessed with that.
Really? Wow. That
it actually didn't rain.
I know. Laconia,
right
now.
Nah.
Every time.
I think it was last year or the year before.
Well,
1 year.
You're going to get wet, regardless, yeah. I mean,
well, you got to know, Sturgis out there.
That's tricky shit, right?
Really weird. I mean, we left here on Labor Day weekend. It was 95 degrees. We get out there on Monday, okay? 30 degrees.
Yep.
We have snow, sleet, rain.
Yep.
We're not prepared for it. We're in Walmart buying everything they have. You know, ski farmers just think, unbelievable.
Don't leave home without it
right.
when you go to Sturgis.
We the hallway,
yeah.
yeah, you do.
Because you do. You could leave, and then if you go to Devil's Tower in Wyoming, the temperature drops on that ride as well. So, you know, don't. It could be, you know, 90 degrees in Sturgis, South Dakota, and you drive to Wyoming to go to Devil's Tower. I think this is who it is.
Hello, you are on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we got?
This is Bill out of Montana.
Hey,
well,
thank
Bill. God, thank you so much for calling.
Sorry, my secretary didn't get to you sooner.
No, me and Johnny had a miscommunication.
So,
but
okay.
For all our listeners out there and people watching all the mayhem that's ensuing right now, we have Bill McDaniel, the owner of Minuteman Metal. Did I get that right?
Yes, MinutemanMetal.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. Now, I love the stuff that you make. Now, are these all commissioned pieces? Do people send you photos? How does it work? How do you create a piece like that?
Well, that's a great question. So I kind of do both worlds. What I do is sometimes I get photos from folks that their bike, they got in their garage. They've had it in there for, you know, all winter right now, and they're dying to ride it, and they send me that photo, and I take that, and it spent about 4 hours converting that over to a cut file for my CNC machine, and I cut that out, and you know, that's pretty labor intensive. But I also have just the stock stuff out there too, with the Harleys right now, with
right.
the Road Glides and the Ultra Classics, and I'm building a library every day, trying to get more and more up. Actually,
so what made you decide
to do this?
Is this your only source of income, or this is something that you started as a labor of love and then it turned into like a side business?
Yeah, that's a 20-year question too, because I'm a retired military guy. I went out and did 20 years in the Air Force, and all through my time. Oh, it's my pleasure. It was my pleasure every day. But so I'd be out there, you know, and everybody would have these going away gifts. They're always made of metal, and I just love metal and just how, you know, it's metal, man. That thing.
Yeah.
Whenever I make something, I mean, it's forever. I mean, it's never gonna. It's just awesome, you know. And everything important in our world is made of metal or steel or aluminum. And so I saw all this stuff out there, you know, and I started dinking around with it. And I got a real good buddy up in Kalispell, Montana, and he got me into the metal thing a little bit more. He got me starting to weld and starting to take care of this, and a CNC table came up on Craigslist, and I went out and bought it. So I still do have a full-time job, but I do this at night, and I do it on weekends, and I can tell you this, you guys have been absolutely incredible out there and keeping me busy, and it's growing and growing, and I just kept messing with it and getting better, and I kind of found my own style with the really high detailed cuts. I really like to make stuff look as realistic as I can, and then I really enjoy taking and doing the heat treat to it. It just makes all the colors just look just incredible on it, and then I seal it with some gloss finish, and it's forever from there on out. And yeah, each one is so unique. And I'm passionate about anything on two wheels. I'm passionate about anything on tracks. I'm a big snowmobiler, and then also four wheelers, ATVs. And it's just, it's just my passion coming out into metalwork.
Yeah,
really, thanks. I appreciate it. You guys are incredible, and thanks for sharing that stuff.
Yeah, definitely a beautiful piece.
Yeah, not a problem. I was going to ask you how you made the multicolors on the metal pieces, because it looked so familiar to me, because I used to detail bikes on, on the pipes coming off the engines. It was like that same kind of color, and I'm like, I wonder if he burns the crap out of this to get it the color. So what actual metal do you use do you use different types of metal depending on the application?
Yeah, absolutely. I use different types of metal depending on, like you said, on the application. But what I found is I'm able to control the heat with the higher detail. So I use the actual detailing as a break in the heat transfer. So that's why, like, you'll see on the Ultra Classic and the Road Glides, you'll see that I'm able to keep the exhaust shiny. But yet, the baggage right above it is all, it's got that bluing look and that different colors and stuff, because I try to treat that line different. And that's just how it works. And it just, you trial and error. So, and some of the things I've been posting a bunch of videos on, why I can't get the one footers to look like the four footers. And it's just, it's too much detail for that small of metal. That's why, I tell people, I genuinely say this, and I'm not trying to upsell anybody on this stuff. The bigger you buy, the better it looks. It's just that four footer, looks incredible. I mean, it really is a showpiece for your garage or your man cave or wherever else you want to put it.
Or in the studio, like right behind us, right here. It would look beautiful. I would love one.
Johnny's always looking for free stuff.
Absolutely.
Free samples are us, Johnny. Yeah. No, so now you totally told me, made me forget what I was going to ask.
How can you buy one? How much do they cost?
Okay, so I have four sizes right now. I have a one footer, a two footer, a three footer, and a four footer. So the one footer is just kind of like to get your foot in the door and take a look and say, hey, I like this. And they're $50, and that includes free shipping. So I take in the shorts on the shipping, but you know what? I'd rather get something to you. I'd rather get you a high quality piece, knowing that you're going to have it, display it maybe in your office or, maybe in your garage or something. And then, the two footers, they really double in size, but they actually look like they triple in size because of the height and the length. And they're $129.99, and that includes everything, has free shipping on it.
Right.
The third size is the three footer, and I believe right now, I hear they're $269 or $279.99. And then the four footers are $399.99, and those are just incredible. And, again, all free shipping, because you know when you, like, go to a store online and you go buy something and you're like, oh, I really like this, and they got some stupid and shipping price included, and it just drives me nuts. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to include free shipping on my stuff. I do obviously make a little cash on this, but I also make sure you guys get a great deal on it too, because it's highly handmade and very, very highly made. Also, I'm going to be making some backlit stuff. I do a lot of work with LEDs. And if you go into my snowmobile stuff, you'll see some stuff with LEDs and remote controls and stuff. So I think by the end of tonight, I will have a backlit Road Glide and a backlit Road Glide Ultra. So nice. I'm thinking
nice
tonight that'll
to
be there.
So. That. So if I was you know, one of our listeners and I sent you a photo or something of, you know, my favorite bike or my dog or whatever, usually from start to finish, how long does it, like, do you require a deposit up front to start the work once you are commissioned to do a, you know, a personalized piece?
So I don't, yeah, I kind of work, you know, the custom stuff, you guys are great. I mean, the Harley community, the bike community, the motorcycle community, you guys are great. So if you send me a picture of something you want done, I put it in a hopper and I get working on it as soon as possible. I usually get the artwork done. I cut out a little sample, say, hey, this is, do you like this? And they say, yeah, thumbs up. And then I'll send you an invoice.
Okay.
On the bulk stock stuff, like, hey, you know, I want a 3 foot, Road Glide. It's, you go ahead and go to my website, you order it, and I ship, I really work hard to try to ship in 24 hours.
Oh, that's great.
Matter of fact, everything that was ordered over the weekend shipped this morning.
Nice.
I had an order come in at like midnight or 1 o'clock. Obviously I didn't get time to that one, but those two will ship tomorrow. So, and I'm trying to keep up. Yeah. So
that's fantastic.
A lot of fun.
It really is.
Now you're
yeah,
also appreciate it. An avid motorcycle enthusiast. I saw the picture you had,
nice.
Like across.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. Just,
so what?
Yeah,
what do you
ride? Know, okay, so right now I have a Vulcan Voyager and a Road Glide. I went from the small bikes to the big bikes. I like the big bikes.
Right.
I really do. My touring, you know, when we went to the Arctic Circle, that was an adventure. We wanted something a little bit lighter and something that could, do a little bit of off-road because, I mean, you guys have probably all seen Ice Road Truckers and
Oh, God. You
guys have seen the show. I was on that road. I mean, we quite literally went, did the haul road from, Fairbanks up to the Arctic Circle up there.
Wow.
And it was, pretty incredible. Yeah, it was a once of a lifetime trip that me and two other buddies went, and about 7,000 miles in 2.5 weeks.
Oh,
and you know, I have a YouTube channel on. I'll have to send you a link to the YouTube channel. I made some videos along the way.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And it was pretty remarkable. We learned a lot on the way, you know, and we both. Are the three of us kind of like, we're all worried about equipment and worried about, you know, the route and worried about all these little knit-knack details, you know, and what we realized about a third of the way in, none of that matters. Just go,
mm-hmm.
You know, you got your buddies, you got your gear, you got your motorcycle, you got your, you know, you got a reliable rig. Just go, you know, don't look back. Don't worry. Don't sit there and worry about everything because, It's really just wake up, get something small to eat, and get on the road,
yeah,
and just keep riding.
Just keep riding.
You know? And
I'm sure it was a beautiful ride.
Yeah.
7,000 miles.
Oh, wow. Shit, man. That's nice.
In 2 weeks.
It was awesome. If you ever get a chance to do Alaska, just go.
I know a couple people did that.
It's awesome. The southern route in Alaska is incredible. I wouldn't even worry about doing the Arctic Circle unless you say you want to do that.
No, too cold. But yeah, the southern part of Alaska, yeah, that would be a definitely good bucket list trip.
Oh yeah.
To be able to do that. So, have you attended bike rallies or bike events in the United States, you know?
Oh,
you have any favorites that you like going to? Are you going to be vending at any that we should let anybody know about?
You know, Sturgis has crossed my mind for vending. I'm a day's ride from Sturgis, so it's I want to see where this goes. Right now, the online thing's working for the vending. I've been to bike places all around the country. I mean, being active duty military, when you're riding it, when I was stationed, my wife and I had 19 houses in 18 years.
Oh my God!
Something like that. I can't.
Is it?
Yeah,
so, be your mover.
It's nuts. It's nuts. Yeah, it's, you know,
crazy.
we look at the we look back and we say, you know, life's pretty good right now with having one house for 6-7 years. And but anyway, we, you know, I've been to bike rallies, bike shows all around the country, and you know, some of my favorite ones are the ones you ride your bike to in these little smaller towns. Yeah. It just, you know, it's just, it's more of the adventure of getting there. You know, that's kind of the thing I've learned.
Right.
I really want to do the Pacific Coast Highway again. That's my, that's on my, it's pretty incredible.
Right. Oh,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to push your product here, man. It's definitely awesome what you're doing, man.
Yeah.
We love it. And
I appreciate it, man.
Definitely going to put it on our website and our Facebook page. And I had it up on the show page. I don't know if you saw it. So.
You know, I just finished eating dinner with my family right when you guys texted me there.
Oh, my. And so I just from your family. Thank you, though, for.
No, we were just finished.
What'd you have?
Oh, no, man.
Tell Johnny.
He don't want to know.
He wants to know.
What'd you have?
Oh, lasagna soup. Lasagna soup.
Lasagna soup. No, you do that. Is that what you do? Yeah. Leftover lasagna? Or she uses lasagna noodles instead?
I told my wife yesterday, put some kind of dead animal on a plate in front of me.
Johnny, you gotta understand something. If you talk about food, Johnny wants a detailed description.
Yes.
And if you can send pictures too. He doesn't care about human porn. Food porn is his name. And if it's anything having to do with barbecue, you know, he's gonna be your best friend.
Buddy, what are you doing, buddy?
Oh, man. Hey. You guys are great. You know, that's the
that's Domino's.
Yeah. Oh, hey, my gosh. You got the drive-through friends going on. That's awesome.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hey, well, listen. Thank you for calling the show. We're going to push it. And,
thank you, guys.
Hopefully it goes good for you, man. We wish you the best of luck.
I appreciate it. Hey, I need your guys' address, too. If you could text me your address and
I'll message you.
Check the mailbox.
I'll message you back on
thanks.
On Facebook there. I'll send you the message. Definitely.
Excellent.
And
thank you.
We'll keep sharing your stuff because you do.
All right, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right, you have a great night.
Take care now.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
How cool is that?
That's some cool shit.
But who saved it?
Me.
Fuck you.
Hey, I answered it. Okay, it was Tommy Puckett who sent the video.
Tommy Puckett.
Right. And so we sent you a video, but while you're looking for the video, I just want to make a quick little announcement out there. Okay, I got this from one of my Facebook friends here and one of the groups that we belong to, Biker Brothers and Sisters of the Road. Okay, from Frank Navigan, yeah. This is from Jay Oxenreed, I believe. The problem that Jay... Okay, hold on. I'll have to call him right back. I'll call you right back. Okay. Okay, what happened was his apartment burnt down. Dog in a motel in Richmond, Virginia. Okay. Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. He's in the motel. He has a friend in Richmond, Virginia that has a cottage that he can have for $300 a month. But he has no way of getting there. So if anyone out there, okay, I can help him out. He can be at a Love's truck stop off of Route I-140 outside of Knoxville. He'll get there, and he will help pay for gas just to get him to the Virginia because he's with his dog and his house burnt down, and he needs help. That's why he goes to the bikers, because bikers are the best people in the world.
Right.
So I'm sure someone out there is in that area that can help out Jay, man. And if you can get in touch with him, you know, notify us and we'll try to get him. All right? So, Jay, if you're listening, man, good luck, man. I hope you make it to where you got to go.
You could share that, too.
Yeah, I will share it. I will share it on our page and all that other stuff. All right? So, anyway. Let me make this phone call back real quick.
It was the Fruitmaster, by the way.
I know.
We don't answer the call when he calls the first time. We want to make him suffer.
Yeah. Don't forget to find that video.
First, I'm emailing
you my address.
Hello.
What's up there, Fruitmaster?
Oh, same old stuff. Just trying to stay warm. It's finally warmed up here. Last week was brutal.
Oh, yeah.
It sucked. pipes froze. I mean, just, you know, just everything.
Oh, my God. That sucks. Yeah. That's cold, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that does suck, man. So what's going on, brother?
Like I said, just trying to stay warm. I've been on the internet the past couple of days that the car rally started. It's a 6,000-mile off-road race down in South America.
Right.
And that started 2 days ago. So I've been trying to keep up with everything that's going on there. And I might have a new job to where I will be – it's possible I might be – taking on this job with the company, and I'll be riding around to all the bike events.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, I talked to the guys, the company the other day, and we're going to work something out. He's trying to figure out the schedule for the year because he wants to get two crews out there since there's bike events going on every weekend somewhere, you know, or in some places in parts of the country, there's two or three bike events going on the same weekend.
Are you
going
to come to New York, John? Are you coming to New York because now you're getting paid to do it?
To New York City? No, I told him to send me out west and down south, and, you know, I can eat some barbecue.
Nice.
And
send me pictures.
You know. Yeah.
Twinkies and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Stuff like that.
Oh, man.
But no, I don't know exactly what's going on yet. We're going to find out here in the next few weeks. And then just like I said, last week just sucked. It was just so cold down here and didn't even want to go outside to do anything. I walked out, went into my garage, and it was bitterly cold in there. I turned around and went right back in the house and, hung out.
Yeah, that sucks. Now, did you have you checked out our new camera stuff, technology? Do you like it?
I've been watching you guys all night. Of course, you know I've been watching. I sent you a couple texts.
Yes, I know.
But I did get to see Rod. I did watch Rod live while he was driving his plow truck this weekend.
Yes.
And that was pretty cool. It was a nice hat that he had. Looks like he was staying warm with that.
Yeah,
that was freezing.
No.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, but you didn't answer my question.
Yeah,
do you finally like the technology.
Yeah, I like the technology. Right. I mean, what's there not to like? I mean, you turn the computer on. There,
right,
you guys are. You look great. You sound good.
You didn't write John Frew Master though. You only wrote John Frew.
Oh, wait, I can fix that.
No, that's all. Just John Frew's good. I missed it. I don't know why, but I missed it. I'm not watching the computer right now. So,
all right, well, it's up there.
But yeah, and, you guys were talking about cold weather. Now, you know, we've all been down to Florida, and I was down at the White Eagle one night, actually it was New Year's Eve, for their New Year's Eve biker party. I go and I ride from Astor through the Ocala Forest over to Bernal there to the White Eagle, and there was two bikes in the parking lot, mine and somebody else from up north.
Oh, boy.
Those people, I walk inside, everybody had their leather jackets on, everybody was in there. It was cold out, though, and it's a different type of cold than it is up here, but it was really cold.
Right.
And I'm like, where's all your bikes at? Well, it was around 30, it was around 40 degrees, and then it went down to about 35, and then it, you know, it made it really cold on my ride home because I had 35 miles to ride through the forest.
Oh.
But I look at these people, I'm like, I thought you guys were bikers. It's not even that cold out. You know? And they just look at me. And then during bike week, I was there, and this one guy standing there, and he said, yeah, you should have been here New Year's Eve. I'm like, really? Why is that? He goes, there's only two bikes in the parking lot, me and another guy. And I said, yeah, I was the other guy. I said, these people, these people are something else down here. And when I was down, well, you know how it is in the summertime. You know, it sucks. Yeah. When I didn't even see the cops on their bikes down there in the summertime. So.
No. Yeah, well.
Yeah, and it's too hot for me, too, but I had to be there. That's the only way I had for transportation. But.
Oh, I'm sure, man. But that's an awesome story, though.
Yeah.
And listen, I have to thank you for calling the show. And I'm glad you're
here. Well, it's always a pleasure.
And we're going to talk to you next week. I'm sure I'll talk to you before that. I get like some ribs and shit he'll send me and shit like that and make me starve. I'm starving right now.
Did you see the biker chick on the motorcycle I sent
you? Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Marvin wanted me to put
post
that
it on YouTube.
Like, you don't want me to put that on the page. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We only got a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to let you go, bro.
Okay. It was good talking to you guys. Stay warm.
Good, John.
All right.
Bye.
See you what?
Bye. Going through. So, did you find the video?
No, I haven't received it yet in the email.
No?
No.
You said you sent it.
No, I messaged him on Facebook the correct email address after I had said add show to it.
Oh, he didn't hear that part.
No, because he probably put his pen away right when I told him.
Okay.
So I just messaged him now on Facebook.
Okay.
Oh, thank God for social media. What would we do? What would we do? It would take 2 weeks if I had to send this by horse. Oh, my God.
Send a letter.
Yeah,
did you get my message? It was Ed Show to that.
Right. 2 weeks later.
But you know what?
We'll do some shout-outs.
Yeah, go for it.
No, you do it.
You do it. You're talking to him.
I'm not talking to anybody.
Well, you see him in front of you. Go for it.
Oh, Truckers Page alerts. And what does it say? Info and entertainment is, it likes our stuff. I love your Facebook page.
Okay.
No, seriously, the Truckers Page and alerts. I go on there all the time. They post these videos, you know, because the honey drives a truck. So, you know, they put the alerts out, you know, for the truckers around. It's really good. And then they link to these videos, you know, of guys driving trucks and old school and stuff like that. It's actually really, it's a really cool page.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I liked it. So now they like the Facebook our page, too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, so who should we say hello to? Let's start out with Jane Morris. Hello, Jane. Hello, Kim. Hello, Faith. Hello, Denise. Hello, Rod.
Poor Rod.
Hello, Aaron.
Aaron's out there.
Hello, Rebecca. Who else we got?
I don't know. I'm talking about the people that, other than watch us all the time, that are on the news feed now. If there's any listeners or watchers, stalkers, on watching our show for the first
time. Yeah, the phone number's right there on the bottom of the screen. Look, I can reach over.
It's not on YouTube. It's not on YouTube. It's not on YouTube. So call 877-917-5263.
You are right. We should put that in the on the screen in front of us.
Because right now Facebook is trumping YouTube with all the little tchotchke things.
Yeah, man.
But the YouTube video, you could always go back to our YouTube page and watch it.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True, that'd be true.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Who else? Rod, anybody you want to shout out to?
Just all the guys that went out there and cleaned the streets all over the Northeast with the snowstorm. God bless you guys. We're doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill Quinn from Quinn's Automotive Service for fixing my car Wednesday before the storm. I went in for oil change and my right wheel is about to fall off, so I needed two lower control arms. So it stayed there, nice and clean and safe from the snow. And then, as an added courtesy, he also does snow plowing. So he came and he freed me and my daughter from our hell of 2,000 feet of driveway.
Nice.
To get out. And so shout out to you, Quinn's Automotive Service in Issaquah, New York. Winford Gunther, you're out there.
Winford.
Winford's watching us.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Winford?
And Jessica Daniel Wilson, she's on. And there's a couple. Well, we got Bill Lamb. I said hello to him a few times. Jim Coleman, he's from North Carolina. Shout out to you, Jim, for watching the show. Art Miller, he's watching. And Clinton is watching. Clinton Justice, how are you, dear? And there's a few of us. Shout out to Geneva Keene, who...
Geneva.
Geneva Band. She's
Geneva Band. Wrote us a song. We love
wrote
it.
Wrote us our theme song that you hear. That you we have it. To sing so we can remember our phone number. She wrote our jingle. Our phone number. I'm like, wait, 87791. 75663 Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. It's a
two-wheel
thing.
Oh, God. I got a shout-out to... I got a shout-out.
No one said we could sing.
I should have shouted out before when I was doing the promos. She's a bartender at the Village Idiot. Her name is Jenna Licare. Hello, Jenna. She bartended there. So go check her out and say hello. And also, by the way, I forgot to mention this. If you go to the Village Idiot and you mention Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, they will take 10% off the bill. But not like, you know, a table. So if four of us go, one bill, 10% off, not each. So it's check it out, man. 10% off the bill.
It still works out to be the same amount of money, Johnny.
Hey, listen, I'm on a roll.
If we're at a table and we're at Village Idiot and his bill is $10 and your bill is $10 and my bill is $10 and Rod's bill is $10.
Right.
10% of $10.
$9.
Is a dollar.
Right.
10%.
Right. Well, that's right. $9 left.
Right. Or 1% or 2%, whatever the hell it is. Anyway, it's a dollar.
Manny fell asleep
right?
on us. You happy? You're put the guy to sleep.
1 + 1 + 1 = 4. So, and then if we get the table bill and all four of us still eat $10 worth of food and the bill is $40 and we get 10% off, we save $4. You get 10% off your bill. Period.
Thank you. See, I told her that. Jesus Christ.
And I hate math.
That's the village idiot and Patro.
Math, solve your own problems.
Oh, my God.
You ain't kidding.
Somebody, oh, shoot me.
No.
Thank you.
Did you fall?
Bang, bang.
Any luck on the video? Or come on, though.
What did I just fucking say to you?
He could have sent it by now.
Wait, let me go to my messenger right here. He accepted my request, first of all. Okay, so he's seen the message.
All right. Almost there.
So he may send it to me through Messenger, or he may email it, depending on the size of the video. If it's more than 25 megabytes, I will not be able to receive it.
Okay, well, it's got to be emailed to me so I can put it on here.
But if he has 10% off.
Exactly.
And you take 10% off.
Or.
And the wind changes direction.
I saw the best thing. This guy's asking his girlfriend, if she orders a pizza pie, right? Which.
Come here, show kitty.
We got a cat in the studio.
Wubby's here.
Well,
this is Wubby.
It's
this
Wubby.
Is our mascot. I'm yeah. sorry you have to look at the cat butthole right now.
If you got a pizza pie, right?
Wubby loves my candy.
Oh, mommy wants you.
Nah, Wubby can stay. Yeah. Wubby's good.
Oh, jeez.
Wubby's like, I'm done.
Wubby's
I'm right here.
Wubby's a rescue.
I actually found Wubby under the loading dock and took her home.
Nice.
That's right. You found her under that.
Yeah.
She's hiding.
So anyway,
all you can see is her tail. That's all right. There
well,
she is.
There is Wubby.
She's so cute.
You're famous now, Wubby.
All right, I got the thumbs up from Tommy Puckett.
All right, okay.
So let me check everything.
So what happens is, if you had a pizza pie, right, he asked his girlfriend, right, would you want him to cut it in 12 or cut it in 8? She's like, cut it in 8 because I can't eat 12 slices. So he's like, really? It's like, yeah. Like, how can you figure that out? Well, I can't eat 12 slices, so cut it in 8. She couldn't figure it out. It's the same fucking thing. He's always paying them. It's the same thing.
10% off your entire check. Just saying.
Come and say hi, Wubby, in the mic.
Wubby's having fun right now. Leave Wubby alone. Wubby's fine.
Wubby's looking at Johnny going, what are you talking about, 10%?
10%? What do you mean by that? So I'm going to check our webmail now and see if it if it went to the... She's so cute right now. You guys can't see anything because she's behind the screen. But right now she's...
She's taking over the show.
She's on her back. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, this is the closest Rod came to pushing in a long time.
Oh, man.
So not nice. That was a bad day.
Sorry, Wubby.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
All right. Well, we got Wubby the cat here. And, yeah. Well, we have one, you know, we got 1 minute to go. So I just checked twice.
We'll have to play it next week then.
And next week is what?
I don't know, our anniversary show.
Our anniversary show, yes.
1 year, folks.
One fucking year.
And we're
year.
Not doing anything fucking special either.
Well, I am.
Are you going to wear pants?
I might. Uh-oh.
We have a phone call.
You're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we got?
Jessica from Virginia.
Hello, how
Hi,
are you?
Hi, Jessica. You said Jessica, correct?
Yes, Jessica.
Hi.
Tommy sent you. He just sent the video to y'all, and I tell you what, I watched the video, and the video is totally fucking badass.
Okay.
All right. I mean,
He sent it to the email address I sent him in Facebook Messenger. Media.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm trying to. I'm reloading the page.
And I'm a first time viewer, so.
How you like the show? Hope you like it.
I like it.
Good. I'm glad. Welcome.
Oh. Thank you.
I'm trying to see if it went to spam or something.
Wait, she's looking. She's looking.
Media at mayhemradioshow.com. No.
It's the Wild Hogs. 0408.
All right, let me do a search in the email.
The bike from where?
The bike was made out of Bad Habits Custom Bikes in Virginia.
Okay.
We're
not finding it. I don't know why.
It's not coming through the email for some reason. And I'm on the regular email, too. I'm not on the... let me see something. Hold on a minute. Let me just get to here.
I'm interested in that email.
Let me see if I can switch to another reader.
Let me see if I can send it to you through my email.
Okay, and it's media, M-E-D-I-A, at mayhem, M-A-Y-H-E-M, radio, show.com. Okay?
Okay. All righty.
Well, we'll delay it.
Yeah.
We'll delay ending
the I'm not going nowhere. I mean, shit.
No, I know.
I mean, I'm already in my pajamas.
I know.
Oh, jeez. Put my blanket.
All right, well, I'm going to talk to the next.
Thank you
for calling.
All right, so we'll
You're welcome.
We'll Bye-bye. Wait a couple of minutes so we can at least, because you could actually tie into my computer instead of.
Yes, I can.
You can just play it straight up.
Yes, I could.
Once I get it.
But, hey, could you go put my electric blanket on? There you go.
What do you need an electric blanket for?
Oh, my God. I love my electric blanket. I turn it on.
Does it vibrate?
Whoa, what are you doing? What was that?
I touched that.
Don't touch that.
Well, move it away from me.
You don't need it, aren't you?
I am going to need it.
All right, then.
I'm going to have to plug it in my hole.
Wow.
Again.
Again, jeez.
Once I get that video. And
on YouTube, you cannot see the video unless you go on the Facebook. Sorry. So, once we get the video up, we'll tell you to go over to Facebook and watch.
Boom.
No,
we can.
We're gonna
show it right on the feed.
I'm not gonna post it on Facebook. I'm gonna play it. Johnny's gonna play it. No, it's somebody else's video. I can't upload it to the comments on the feed because then we lose it. So, let me see if I go do it this way. Let me go to whore mail. No, it does not, and I'm not going to upload it to our YouTube channel. Mm. All right, hold on.
We have a cat on our table.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what is today's?
Today's the 8th. So anyway.
Right, hold on. Nope, and I didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
No, the last email I got was from Amber somebody.
Oh, ooh, Amber. So we'll continue our shout-outs. Randy, would you like to shout-out anybody? Doc!
Doc.
Doc's going to come on the show one day and hang out with us.
Hopefully he gets better soon.
I'm sure he will. He's a strong guy.
And hopefully he's looking to hopefully he's beyond anybody in the week. They're just going to give him rehab because he's going to work that knee. Nowadays, it used to be the days they would do surgery and he'd be laying in the hospital for a week.
Right.
They had him up. I mean, yeah. In 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Doing surgery. They're working him like a bull. And he's okay with that because he needs to be.
Right.
And he wants to go up to Big Wagon this year and everyone else. He doesn't want. I mean, this guy goes for heart surgery and then.
Yeah, well, what
6 months later, he's back on the bike.
Yeah, what did we do with him?
He's the guy who's always wise. I don't know. He goes but, everywhere.
Look at you.
Who's looking at him? The cat?
The cat's staring at Andy.
No, Doc is that guy. He's the guy you call. He's always, okay, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Doc is a great guy. He really is a good man.
And,
yep.
Stand-up guy. I mean, when we travel, me and him, we share rooms. I never have to worry about any kind of... James, always right there. He's just a great guy to travel with.
Yep.
And he's open for things. You want to go here instead of there? No,
whatever. Yeah, you don't care. He's very laid back. Yeah. Well, we always have problems with food when it comes to him. No matter what restaurant we go to, there's always something wrong. Remember that waitress quit? She cried and she quit in the pizzeria that time?
He was that bad of a customer?
No, that she was that bad of a waitress.
Oh.
And then remember the Crazy Fork, the Crazy Spoon? That place where no one got food? We go to this place to get food. All the appetizers, you got an appetizer, I got one, but no one else did. But then your dinner came out, and then his dinner came out. Never got that. What the fuck? The lady at one point said, listen, please just leave. I'm not blaming Doc. I'm saying we didn't have good luck with him at restaurants.
Can we please stop our bickering?
No.
He just had bad luck picking the restaurants.
Johnny? Oh, yeah, Johnny gets slapped by waitresses.
Yeah, that's right. You know, get slapped in the head and shit, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was like one song. Every place he went that he chose, it was just some kind of problem.
Yeah. So.
It was a bad streak for a while.
So I guess we're going to have to play this video next week.
No, I asked him to send me the link to the video so at least I could.
Right.
Do
oh,
it
yeah, okay.
From that. So I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for the link
in
the video. But then again.
Oh, now couldn't we post the link on our chats and stuff?
No.
What?
Can we do that?
On what?
On, like, the YouTube chat or something?
If it's not a private link or something, but, you know.
If it's a chain link, we can't,
do it. I can't do anything right now.
Because we don't have the link.
Yeah. Wait, I have movement.
Uh-oh. I've got movement.
Uh-oh.
Well, why are you here?
Because she's a beautiful cat.
I saved your ass, didn't I? Yes. Every time the liftgate went, you know those gates on you? Mm-hmm. Hit the button, goes up, lands in the truck. What the fuck was that? There were four kittens under there. So, we all took one. I called up Dawn. Which one do you want? So, she got this one. You good?
No, I'm waiting. He said thank you.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting for him to drop the link to it in the messenger.
Wobby, what are you doing over there?
So we could do it.
The little cat from the
And I'm going to sneeze.
So what were we talking about?
We're actually being entertained right now by a cat.
Cat's playing knock hockey on the table.
Oh, my God.
Knock hockey, your favorite game.
Anyway, if you're new out there and you're first checking us out right now, go on our Facebook page, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Like us, follow us, share us. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter.
And our website.
And go to our website, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com. Send us checks.
Yeah, please.
Sponsors, if you know anyone that would like to be a sponsor for the show.
Yes.
And get some awesome... Now that we're
new technology,
we
can do this. Our sponsors now.
We can do that, but I can't get the link for a video, and I got a long ride home.
Yes,
so we're gonna have to postpone it, Tommy.
Yes,
I'm sorry. But we'll do it again.
Yeah, you know what? Next week we'll start the show off with that.
Can you summon your wife?
What?
Or you don't need her to do that?
Ah, we got it all, baby.
Really?
I got it all.
I'm so very proud of you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're going to say goodbye. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista. See you next week.
See you next week.